又到了 Roundtable 的词汇小百科的时间了。这周我们来谈谈白领 White Collar。Because previously we had a topic talking about a new standard for white collar. Apparently it's so complicated that it includes salary, where you live, how you travel, things like that.
Yeah, and I think it really does show a fundamental difference between the way the word white collar is used in Chinese versus the way it's used in English and in most of the rest of the world. Typically, white collar work is performed in an office or cubicle. And so white collar worker is a person who performs professional, managerial, or administrative work.
其实 white collar 白领的定义在西方跟我们所说的这种白领新标准是非常不一样的。 white collar 白领指的是呢，从事专业方面管理或者行政方面的工作，典型的白领呢，就是坐在办公室里的小隔间里面工作的人。
So there are actually other types of workers, which I'm sure many of our listeners are already aware of. For example, blue collar worker, which, whose job usually requires manual labor. Something that our listeners might have never heard of is a pink collar worker, usually related to customer interaction, entertainment, sales, or other service-oriented work that was typically associated with what a female would do. And we're seeing more and more men take up these roles. And then also there's something called a green collar worker. Most of you guys can guess what that means. It's basically just someone who works in a green industry.
蓝领大家都知道了，指的一般是体力劳动者。还有更新的词汇，比如 pink collar 粉领，是指一些传统由女性所从事的工作，或者呢一些服务业领域的从业者。另外还有一个新词就是 green collar 绿领。绿领一般指的是在环境产业或者环保业工作的人。
Right, and so looking at white collar first, sometimes they're actually called a knowledge worker as well, someone who uses their brains more than their hands. And the actual term white collar worker refers to the white dress shirts of many male office workers common through the 19th and 20th century. The term white collar is actually credited to Upton Sinclair, an American writer, in relation to contemporary clerical administrative and management workers during the 1930s.
先说说白领吧，白领又被称作是脑力工作者。白领这个词汇首先出现是在二十世纪三十年代一位美国作家的一本书里。
And so the blue collar worker is a working class person who performs manual labor in terms of United States usage. And interestingly enough, industrial and manual workers often wear durable canvas or cotton clothing. Navy and light blue colors conceal potential dirt or grease on the worker's clothing. And so that's why we see that most manual laborers wear blue, thus the word blue collar.
那蓝领为什么是叫蓝领呢？体力工作者他们呢经常会穿一些金脏或者是非常耐穿的蓝色制服。That's why there's the word blue collar.
And even white collar jobs these days, most people don't even wear white dress shirts anymore. They might wear blue, they might wear red, black, whatever they want.
虽然我们用颜色来区别这些不同领域的工作者，但是到了今天，很多白领都不见得会穿白色的西装衬衫上班，而很多蓝领也不一定非要穿蓝色的制服了。And that's what we have for this edition of Roundtable's Word of the Week. Thank you.